Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I will say just one thing real quick, Seth, as I outlined all the three ways in which my older son James disappointed me when he visited this week. I will say one thing. We had a great visit. It was great to see him. He's awesome. But also, it was really cool for me. Like, he's got a really good job with a big liquor distributor. And it was cool to like watch him work. Like he's at the counter in our kitchen, and he's got like a couple laptops out, and he's on all these Zoom calls with these like big account teams.
Oh yeah.
And there's like all these people. I kind of peer over and look at the Zoom calls. I'm like, dang, he's like holding court with people that are like my age. You know?
It's cool,
like,
to I see him doing all this adult stuff.
Yeah. Because all my kids are still. You're probably the same way. Like, my kids are still all 10 years old to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, oh, wow, they're really competent, more competent than me in many ways. Yeah,
no, that's what I just said to Lopez and Reggie. Yeah. I'm like, I'm watching all three of my kids do their jobs out in the real world. I'm like, I'm not equipped for that anymore. I'm here to crack jokes with Seth every day, and that's it. That's all I'm equipped for.
That's a lot better than the opposite, where if you're just sitting around and be like, oh, look at these. Like, I'm the one that knows what's good. I'm the talented one here. Yeah. These jackasses, none of them deserve my, write them out of my inheritance.
That's right. In which they'd be disappointed in anyways. Yes.
I do not make that threat much at all anymore after the Menendez brothers binge that I've been on. No,
yeah, that'll set you straight for sure.
I'm threatening an inheritance like a mofo. Been doing that. Start them young.
I still haven't watched the one with the actors yet. I watched the doc recently.
You didn't watch like the miniseries on Netflix? It's interesting. Every time you watch a different, I've watched some of the Menendez brothers stuff, and by the end of it, been like, I can't believe that the DA acted that way. The Menendez brothers were in the right, and then I've watched other ones where I'm it's all. Yeah. All depends on what the documentarian is.
It's tricky. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday. D'Amico Ryans asked by the media about pass blocking. How'd the pass blocking do against the Lions on Sunday?
Yeah, with the change on our offensive line, when it came to the protection, I thought the guys did a better job of protecting this past week. And, you know, with the run blocking, it was too many negative plays for us, where we have to definitely, you know, attack the line of scrimmage more, be more aggressive running off the football.
Text message, I think, kind of captures, you know, questions people have about this type of stuff, Seth, from 8041 on the 5 Hour Energy fan line. Feel like the O-line took a step with Patterson at center. Do you think they can be even better this coming week?
I think they could be. Well, I think that there's some potential improvements in pass protection there. I think the run blocking taking such a step back, I don't look at it as big a step back, I guess, just because I've felt that they've improved in the run game, but that I've been saying the entire time, like, but I don't know if it can handle adversity or if they can run when they absolutely need to run the ball. And it's not like the improved run blocking has been that, oh, wow, they're really rooting guys out on double teams and imposing their will. So they just got physically handled. They just got physically beat up in the run game. And I think that's going to be a problem with versus good defenses. It's going to be a problem, you know, in the playoffs, all of that, if they can't figure out a way. And I don't think that that's something you can fix in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
They can improve on the pass protection, but, they're not physically tough enough to really run the ball against good teams. I don't know when you – that's something that you got to fix when somebody's 13 years old.
Cowboys, you know, suck against the run.
None of these guys had their inheritance threatened when they were young. That's why they're none of these kids had their parents threaten their inheritance if they don't play harder.
Yeah, parents out there, you want to set your kids straight today, threaten the inheritance. Do it.
Yeah. You got a young offensive lineman, you don't think he's playing with tenacity? Threaten his inheritance.
Yeah. Sure, Laramie's going to be really, really concerned about his inheritance getting threatened. $25 million a year contract. The Bears released Nate Davis moments ago. You just told me that during the break. And for those of you saying, who? Fair. He's a guard that played for the Bears. He's a veteran guard that had been playing for the Bears this season. If you don't recall, we'll refresh your memory. There was a rumors column, I think, on ESPN a few weeks ago about a possible Kenyon Green for Nate Davis straight up trade out. I think Jeremy Fowler might have had that for ESPN, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that the whole thing with Nate Davis is, the Bears were trying to trade him for a reason, just like the Texans were trying to trade Kenyon Green for a reason. And then in both players' cases, there were reasons that teams didn't want to sign him. Yeah. Nate Davis hasn't been good the last couple years. It's interesting, though, because I thought he played for Tennessee for three or four seasons, and I thought he was a passable NFL player. You know, it wasn't a strength. I didn't think of it as a glaring weakness that I can remember. But he went to Chicago, and he's just not been the same player at all. So I could totally see him being a get-him-in-the-building guy. And just, all right, let's see. Maybe it's a system. Maybe it's a coaching thing or something. Maybe he's a better fit than what we have right now.
I'd be a little surprised if the Texans didn't put a claim in on him just because Nick Caserio was one waiver-claiming mofo last year at this time of year. I mean, he was picking up Derek Barnett, and he was picking up Tyre Tart. He was picking up Adrian Amos. He picking up Kareem Jackson. He picked up
right. Well, and Derek Barnett could be a guy. That's a good example because Derek Barnett hadn't been the same guy with the Eagles that he had been earlier. He got a change of scenery, and it was like he was reborn, you know. And so you just get him in the building and see what he can do.
He did. I feel better. It's kind of like with the Astros where you trade for a pitcher who's not been good, and you're like, they're coming here. And if they come here, you're going to get the best version. I do feel like with defensive linemen, the Texans could be that because of D'Amico being the defensive coach that he is. I don't feel similarly about offensive linemen necessarily that come in here and could be. I'm not saying you could be. You may be right. Change of scenery might be good for the guy. You never know.
Yeah, you're right though.
it's just not. That's not the position.
Like sending your son to a whorehouse, hoping he becomes a priest. It's not like it's. You know, you gotta try
exactly
to put people in the right environment.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We should point out that Nate Davis, if he were a veteran getting released in training camp, he'd be a free agent. Once the trade deadline comes and goes, every player who gets cut by a team has to go through waivers. So the Texans, wherever they're sitting in the waiver order right now, probably somewhere around 20th, 6-4 on the
higher
season.
Higher than they used to be. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this isn't like the Cully and Lovey years where they get first pick of everybody. So we'll see what happens with that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At people weighing in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, Jerry Jones tried to convince everybody that the sunlight shining through the windows at Jerry World was a home field advantage for the Cowboys. Yeah.
And I stood up for him. I'm the one man that was brave enough to stand up and speak.
It's not just that you stood up for him. It's that you sounded so proud just now to stand up for him. People were weighing in. Seth's off his rocker on this one, LOL. Jerry is full of it. Jerry is bat bleep crazy, but this isn't why.
This sounds like I'm bat bleep crazy now.
Someone said, just rotate the stadium 90 degrees. Problem solved.
Yeah, like it's not difficult engineering. I figured that out.
Oh my god.
Well, that texter and I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, the easiest explanation is just to have some curtains for when it's an issue.
Which they do for concerts and things. For other events, they have curtains. That's what we had a texter.
So the curtains are there already? Choose not to use them?
We'll ask Reggie about this during the toss because Reggie came in. Reggie poked his head in during the break.
Yeah.
And just said, like, yeah, Jerry's just talking to be talking kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we've had people text in. And I saw this yesterday, too, when this story was getting covered about the sun at Jerry World, which is they have curtains that they use for other events there to block the sun.
I thought they were just encouraging him to install curtains.
No,
I didn't know that he had the curtains already.
There's apparently curtains that have been used before in that stadium, and that's evidently that has been a topic up in Dallas. It's now a national topic because it cost them a touchdown in a game against the Eagles, but apparently this has been a thing for a while now with Jerry. So he's been... now someone is on team Payne and Jones to some degree here.
Yeah.
If you had the approximate time that the sun was going to be shining and you chose on the coin toss which direction the opposing team would be facing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I assumed that you would be thinking of all of those and take it for granted that that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Or just exactly like where the angle is going to be given that time of year. You've got to get top astronomers working on this case weeks in advance. Top astronomers. And to figure out exactly when and where the sun will be. Nobody knows except the top astronomers and any newspaper.
and the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, so this is a devastating time and expenditures on the opposing team. They have to get ready to try to figure out where the sun gods are going to put that thing.
No, that's good. It's a better argument.
These teams don't even own sundials. They got to go out and invest in them.
It's a better discussion if there are good reasons for it, and I'm open to it.
Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, says it factors into the play calling.
Cinco texts in. I agree with Seth. Texting in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. I agree with Seth. If you deal with something more than someone else, your team, you team ways around it. Okay, I don't know what that means. I think it's a mistype.
Scheme, probably.
Scheme ways around it, maybe, that other teams can be trapped by. It's a small advantage, but it's an advantage, in my opinion.
And my contention was not that I wasn't completely backing up Jerry. Jerry, the way he was describing it, I would say it started off as like, well, yeah, like it's not that big a deal. And by the end of it, it turned into, well, I mean, basically, we planned for this and designed it this way.
Oh,
you know,
God.
He's trying way too hard to act like it wasn't a mistake to position the field where they
have
did.
You been to that stadium before?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
I've only been there. I've been there for the Big 12 championship like 13 years ago. And I went to a WrestleMania there. I've not been there to experience like this, and we took a tour of it like several years ago when Amy and I took the kids up to Dallas. We took a tour of it, but other than that, Jerry talks about like we want it to feel like it's an outside stadium. Like, no, dude, it doesn't feel like an outside stadium.
Do you know what though, Sean? I will say maybe one of the reasons I'm a little bit more open to this was the old RCA Dome in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
there was a window around the top, the whatever the ground level one was, there was one time in a game we were like standing during a TV timeout or something, and all of a sudden the sun moved into that window, and it was like blinding for a minute.
Really?
And I did think at first, I was like, God, I thought, like, man, if I were trying to, like, cover, if I were a defensive back trying to cover right now and that's in my line of sight.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's when I first, that's when Jerry Jones and I first started collaborating on ways to scheme this into a competitive advantage.
And then you got my son James.
I sent him a dossier of facts and findings on the matter.
There you go. There you go.
And I got him in touch with top astronomers.
I think you suggested this to Jerry, he would hire an astronomer, I think. Well, that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
He's definitely got an astrologer. So, yeah.
Oh, astronomer. Yeah. Big difference,
kids. I feel like the astrologer would be lobbying against the astronomer.
Big difference, kids. Yeah. All right. The Texans are big box office. We've got the numbers to prove it. We will have that for you, and we will talk to the guys on In the Loop. We'll get Reggie's take on curtains at Jerry World. We'll get all that heading towards the top of the hour. That's coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.